ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஆப்யாயந்து மமாங்காணி வாக் பிராணச்சக்ஷுஸ்ரோத்ரம் அதோ பலமிந்திரியாணி ச சர்வாணி சர்வம் ப்ரஹ்மோபநிஷதம் மாஹம் ப்ரஹ்ம நிராகுர்யாம் மாமா ப்ரஹ்ம நிராகரோத் அநிராகரணம் அஸ்து அநிராகரணம் மே அஸ்து ததாத்மனி நிரதே ய உபநிஷத்து தர்மாஹ தே மயி சந்து தே மயி சந்து. ஓம் சாந்தே சாந்தே சாந்திஹி. ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நம. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸோ இன் தி லாஸ்ட் வெபினார் வி சா தி செகண்ட் டாபிக் ஆஃப் தி ஃபிஃப்த் சாப்டர், நேம்லி பஞ்சாக்னி வித்யா. இட் வாஸ் இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் அ டீச்சிங் பை எ க்ஷத்ரியா கிங் பிரவாகண ஜெய்வலி to a brahmana gautama and his son swetaketu. So by way of answer to the fifth question, what is the fifth question? How does the jala shariram, that is jala pradana shariram, gets converted to purusha shariram after the fifth oblation? Panchamyam ahutau, that is the five stages of jiva and five agnis we need to remember. Namely, so the Jaliya Shariram gets converted to Soma Shariram, to Vrishti Shariram, to Anna Shariram, to Reta Shariram, and finally to it becomes Purusha Vachasa Bhavati. So first conversion takes place in the Swarga Agni, second conversion takes place in the Parjanya Agni, third conversion in the Prithivi Agni, fourth conversion in Purusha Agni, and fifth conversion in these three Agni. So having gone through all these Agnis, the Jaliya Shariram has become Manushya Shariram. Now let us see the answers to the remaining four questions. Actually, they are the first four questions asked by Pravahana to Swetaketu, if you remember the story. So the answers are given in the following sections. Now from section 10, and we will see section 10 today. Dashama Khandaha. தத்யயித்தம் விதுஹு ஏச இமே அரண்யே ஸ்ரத்தா தபயித்யுபாசதே தே அர்ச்சிஷம் அபிசம்பவந்தி அர்ச்சிஷோஹ அன்ன ஆபூர்யமான பக்ஷம் ஆபூர்யமான பக்ஷாத் யான் ஷடுதங்கேதி மாசாகுஸ்தான் மாசேப்யத் சம்வத்சரகும் சம்வத்சராதித்யம் ஆதித்யாச்சந்திரமசம் சந்திரமசோ வித்யுதம் வித்யுதம் தத் புருஷோ மாணவஹா ச ஏ ஏனான் பிரம்மகமயதி ஏஷ தேவயான பந்தா இதி அதய இமே கிராமே இஷ்டா பூர்த்தே தத்தமித்யுபாஸ்தே உபாசதே தே தூமம் அபிசம்பவந்தி தூமா தூமாத்ராத்ரிகம் ராத்ரிகம் ராத்ரேரபரபக்ஷம் அபரபக்ஷாத் யான் ஷட்தக்ஷிண இதி மாசாகுஸ்தான் நைதே சம்வத்சரம் அபிப்ராப்னுவந்தி மாசேப்ய பித்ருலோகம் பித்ருலோகாதாகாஷம் ஆகாஷாச்சந்திரமசம் ஏஷ சோமோ ராஜா தத்தேவானாம் அன்னம் தம் தேவா பக்ஷயந்தி. ஸோ இன் தீஸ் ஃபோர் மந்த்ராஸ் of the 10th section of fifth chapter, we get the answers to first question and third question. The answers are not in that order. First question and third question. Fifth question is already over, so it is not as I told in that order. Now, 1 and 3 are taken up. And what is the first question, if you remember? How do the jiva travels after death? That is, what is the marga or gati or the pantha? And two margas were given, which is the answer to the question. The jivas either go by either the Devayana marga or by Pitriyana marga. These two margas are known by other names also. Actually, in the Bhagavad Gita 8th chapter, Shukla Gati is another name for Devayana. And Krishna Gati is another name for Pitriyana. Agnir Jyotiraha Shuklaha Shanmasa Uttarayanam Tatra Prayata Gacchanti Brahma Brahma Vidojanaha. 8th chapter, 24th sloka. ధూమో రాత్రిస్తథా కృష్ణ షణ్మాసా దక్షిణాయనం తత్ర చాంద్రమసం జ్యోతి యోగి ప్రాప్య నివర్తతే శుక్లకృష్ణే గతి హేథే జగత శాశ్వతే మతే. సో దీస్ నేమ్స్ ఆర్ ఫెమిలియర్ దాట్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ యాక్చువల్లీ హ్యాస్ బారోడ్ దీస్ ఫ్రమ్ దీస్ సెక్షన్స్ ఓన్లీ ఆఫ్ చాందోగ్య ఉపనిషత్. దర్ ఈస్ అనదర్ నేమ్ ఆల్సో, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఉత్తరాయణ గతి ఫార్ దేవయాన అండ్ దక్షిణాయన గతి ఫార్ పిత్రియాన ఆల్సో. సో ది మార్గా ఆర్ ది పాత్ ఆర్ ద గతి ఈస్ డిఫైన్డ్ ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ ది దేవతాస్ హూ ప్రిసైడ్ ఓవర్ దెమ్. యాక్చువల్లీ వీ వెంట్ త్రూ దిస్ డిస్కషన్ డ్యూరింగ్ అవర్ భగవద్గీత లెక్చర్స్ ఆల్సో. అండ్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ ద దేవతాస్ దే ప్రిసైడ్, దే ఆర్ సపోజ్ టు గైడ్ ద జీవా ఆల్సో. దేర్ఫోర్ దే ఆర్ గివెన్ అ స్పెషల్ నేమ్ ఆతివాహికా. సో జీవాన్ అతివాహయతి, దే టేక్ ద జీవా ఫ్రమ్ వన్ పాయింట్ టు ది అదర్ అండ్ హ్యాండ్ ఓవర్ టు అనదర్ గైడ్ అండ్ దాట్ గైడ్ విల్ టేక్ అప్ టు ద నెక్స్ట్ డెస్టినేషన్ అండ్ హ్యాండ్ ఓవర్ లైక్ రిలే రేస్ టు ద నెక్స్ట్ గైడ్. ఓకే, సో దోస్ డీటెయిల్స్ ఆర్ గివెన్ యాజ్ ఆన్సర్స్ టు ది ఫస్ట్ క్వశ్చన్. అండ్ ద థర్డ్ క్వశ్చన్ వాస్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ శుక్లగతి అండ్ కృష్ణగతి, వేర్ డూ దీస్ టూ మార్గాస్ సెపరేట్ దే పార్ట్. నౌ ద ఫస్ట్ క్వశ్చన్ ఈస్ ఆన్సర్డ్. ఫస్ట్ వాట్ ది ఉపనిషత్ ఇన్సిడెంటలీ పాయింట్స్ అవుట్ హూ విల్ గో త్రూ ది దేవయాన గతి అండ్ హూ విల్ గో త్రూ ది పిత్రయాన, హూ ఆర్ క్వాలిఫైడ్ ఫార్ దీస్ మార్గాస్. సో తద్ ఏ ఇత్తం విదుహో, ది ఫస్ట్ క్వాలిఫైడ్ పర్సన్ మెన్షన్డ్ హియర్ ఇస్ ద వన్ హూ డస్ ది పంచాగ్ని ఉపాసన. దర్ఫోర్ ఇన్డైరెక్ట్లీ ది ఫలం ఫార్ దట్ ఉపాసన ఇస్ మెన్షన్డ్ ఆర్ ఎనీ అదర్ ఉపాసన, లైక్ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ హిరణ్య గర్భ ఉపాసన, విరాట్ ఉపాసన, ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ ఆల్సో విల్ లీడ్ టు ద సేమ్ గతి. బట్ ద ఉపనిషద్ మెన్షన్స్ పంచాగ్ని ఉపాసన హియర్ బికాస్ దట్ ఈస్ ది టెక్స్ట్ అండర్ స్టడీ నౌ. అండ్ హూ ఆర్ దోస్ ఉపాసకాస్? శంకరాచార్య అసేస్ ఇన్ హిస్ కమెంటరీ, ఏ గృహస్థాః, దోస్ గృహస్థాస్ హూ ప్రాక్టీస్ దీస్ ఉపాసనాస్ అలాంగ్ విత్ దేర్ నిత్య నైమిత్తిక కర్మాస్ దట్ కెన్ నెవర్ బి కాంప్రమైజ్డ్. ద గృహస్థాస్ కెన్ నెవర్ హ్యావ్ కేవల ఉపాసనా లోన్. కేవల మీన్స్ ఓన్లీ. సో ఉపాసన ఓన్లీ దే కెనాట్ డూ. ఆల్వేస్ ఫర్ గృహస్థాస్ నిత్య నైమిత్తిక కర్మాస్ ఆర్ కంపల్సరీ. ఉపాసన దే కెన్ క్లబ్ ఆర్ దే నీడ్ నాట్ క్లబ్ ఆల్సో. Thus, for a grahastha, upasana is optional, but karma is not optional. Karma means nityanayamiti karma is not optional. So, in Mimamsa terminology, nityam does not mean daily. Nitya karma, when we say, it is not daily karma. It means compulsory karma in Mimamsa terminology. So, grahasthas have two options. Either do karma with upasana or karma without upasana. Karma cannot be dropped at all. And if the grahasthas do their karma or duty very well, then without upasana, they will get pitriyana. So when they do karma without upasana, they get pitriyanam, krishnagati. But if they club with upasana, then they get devayana marga or shuklagati. Here devayana marga is mentioned here. So it is for the grahastha doing upasana also. Therefore it is called a karma upasana samuchayaha, combination of karma and upasana. Okay, these terms are familiar to us already. Who else will go through the devayana marga? Yecha ime aranye, those who live in vanaprastha ashrama also, which is upasana pradhanam. Vanaprastha ashrama is not karma pradhanam, it is upasana pradhanam. So they will also go with or without upasana, whereas sannyasa ashrama is jnana pradhana. He can have upasana a little bit, but for the sake of chitta shuddhi or chitta naishchalyam. But karma is not for sannyasa ashrama. And aranye here refers to the people who are living in aranyas, that is the vanaprasthis. Okay. And if they don't have karma, what should they do? Because shraddha tapaha ityupasate, they follow shraddha. Then all these things, purasaram tapaha, they follow various types of tapas, vratams, disciplines. They follow all of them. And that do how? Shraddhaya, with shraddha. And along with shraddha and tapas, they follow upasana also. And Shankaracharya adds, naitika brahmacharinaha api, not only vanaprasthis, naitika brahmacharinaha api, those who are not sannyasis, but for, naitika brahmacharis also, the palam is devayana marga. Okay. Having said this, now the Devayana Marga is described in terms of the devatas who are guiding that marga. And who are those devatas? Archisham Abhisambhavanti. The first devata is Archir Devata. Literally, Archihi means Jyotihi or flame. So, Agnir Jyotiraha Shuklaha. So, that Jyoti of Bhagavad Gita alone is called here Archihi. And because of this, this marga is also known as Archiradi Marga. Another name, Archiradi Marga also. And from Archisha to Ahaha, the daytime. So, Ahar Devata is the next gate. So, Archir Devata to Ahar Devata. Next gate, then Apuryamana Paksham, Shukla Paksha Devata. Apuryamana Paksham is another name for Shukla Paksham. So this Shukla Paksha Devata. And then Yan Shadudang Yeti Masam. So Shadudang means, Shadudang Yeti means 6 months. Shadudang, 6 months in northern direction, Udang, northern direction. That means Uttarayana. 6 months of the northern direction is Uttarayanam. So Uttarayana Devata. Tarayana means not the time, it's the devata. Then Masebhyaha Samvatsaram, Samvatsara Devata. Then Samvatsarad Adityam, Aditya Devata. Then Adityad Chandramasam, Chandramasaso Chandra Devata. And then Chandramaso Vidyutam, Vidyut Devata, lightning. So up to that he will be guided by all these devatas. And once he reaches the Vidyut Loka, a place where the Vidyut Devata is presiding deity, a special messenger comes from Brahmaloka. It seems, so these are all lot of imagination. Because this Devayana's destination is what? Ultimately, Brahmaloka. And the messenger is called Amanavaha, Amanava Purushaha. Not like ordinary humans, Amanavaha. Manavaha is ordinary human, Amanavaha. Such a odd, if they are very rare, I mean such very special. We may call him angels also perhaps. So based on this only, the Puranas mention lot of angels and all in all those kathas. So a manavaha, he comes from Brahmaloka and takes this jiva to saha yenan brahma gamayati. Here Brahma means Hiranyagarbha, not Satyam Jnanamanandam Brahma, but Hiranyagarbha. One need not be taken there because it is all pervading. Because Satyam Jnanam Brahma is all pervading. One doesn't have to be taken there. One is already there. So this is Hiranyagarbha Loka. So Brahma Loke Hiranyagarbham Kamayati takes to Hiranyagarbha this messenger. And Yeshaha Devayanaha Pantaha. This is called the Devayana or Devayana Pantaha. Then Brahma Loka also, he has two options. If he spends the whole life there in enjoyment, then when the punya balance is over, what happens? Abrahma bhuvanan lokaha punaravartino Arjuna. So Arjuna is even after going up to Brahma loka, one will come back. He will have to come back again if the punya is over, balance is over. On the other hand, if he spends the Brahma loka life usefully by attending Brahmaji's lectures there, maybe. Then he can get Aham Brahmasmi knowledge. He will become Jivan Muktaha in Brahmaloka. And when the Brahmaloka is dissolved during Pralayam, along with Brahmaji, he will get Videha Mukti also. Parasyante Kritatmanaha Pravishanti Parampadam. Brahmana Sahate Sarve Samprapte Prati Sanchare. So, Parasyante Kritatmanaha Pravishanti Parampadam. Parampadam he will get. So along with Brahmaji, they will get Videha Mukti also. This is the result of Devayana, the Shukla Gati. Then what is Pitriyana, Krishna Gati? Now if you look at the mantra 3, incidentally actually this marga has been already described chapter 4, section 15, mantra 5. On the other hand, actually we have seen this earlier, but still we are going to refresh a few things. Ataha ime grame. There are some grahasthas living in gramas. Earlier it was aranye, in the forest. Now it is gramas, villages, or includes cities also. So, and those grahasthas, they do not do any upasanas, but what do they do? They do lot of karmas. They are all grahasthas. So people generally say about some others, so a person is very, very good, very moral, helpful, service-minded person, social service, lot of service he does. Then will that person get moksha? People ask these questions. Then will he go to Brahmaloka? If that person, will he go to moksha? No. Will he go to at least Brahmaloka? No also. Then what will such a person get? Swarga with a return ticket. He will go to Swarga. Of course, he is a great social service person, great, morally very, very strong and very helpful and great person. But even for that person, Swarga only will be the destination, that also with a return ticket, because such service will give him lot of punya. So when the punya balance is over, he will come back. He will not go to Brahmaloka, he will go to Swarga with a return ticket. So ishta purtam dattam. Ishta means Vedic rituals. What are the Vedic rituals? Agnihotram, graha kshetram, vedanancha anupalanam, adityam, vaishwadevancha, ishtamitta vidiyate. These are all ishtakarmas, all these agnihotras and all those various things, adityam, atithi pujanam, all that thing, vedanancha anupalanam, all those things. So nitya naimittika karmas like agnihotra, upasana, then vaishwadeva, then brahma yajnas, all those karmas a person has to do. Vaishwadevams, so be considered to all beings. And what are the purta dharmas? Purta dharmas are social service. Ishta dharmas are all Vedic rituals. Purta dharmas are social service. Vapi, kupam, tatagadi, devyana, tatanicham. Anna pradhanam aramaha. Devata ayatanam, all these temples and all. Person who builds all that thing. And vapi, kup, all those, ponds, digging wells, boring wells. And kupa tatagadi. And he builds a lot of roads and all that thing. He gives anna pradhanam, all that thing, free food and aramaha. And the various places, guest houses and all, orphanages. If a person builds all that thing, it is purta dharma. So, dattam. Dattam means varieties of dhanam, gifts. Donate to schools, ashramas, hospitals, poor people. So, either in kind or in money, whichever way, dattam. So, iti upasate. Here upasate means not upasana, but it is, anutishtati. They follow. If these people follow all that, they are not doing any upasana, but follow ishta, purta, ishta dharmas and purta dharmas and dattam. Okay. Then what will happen to them? According to Vedanta, he cannot be called the greatest at all. This is all shocking news to us. Among the four categories, he is in the third level. The four categories are what? According to Shastras, Jnani is topmost. Then Upasaka is next, because he will get Kramamukti. He will go to Brahmaloka. He has the chance to get Jnanam and then go to and gain Jivan Mukti also. And this man of social service will go to Swargaloka with a return ticket. He will come back after the punya balance is over. And who does not do anything, we don't have to worry about this person. Therefore, such a service-oriented person or karmi will get Krishna Gati or Pitriyanam. And what are the devatas involved in Pitriyanam also? The same way, we have different devatas here. So, Dhumam Abhisambhavanti, Dhuma Devata, smoke. Dhumat Ratrim, Ratri Devata. Ratrer Aparapaksham. Aparapaksham is Krishna Paksham. Opposite to Apuryamana Paksham, said earlier in the Sukla Paksham. Then Aparapakshat Yan Shad Dakshina Yeti. They will get to Dakshinayana Devata, Shanmasas again, Shad. And whereas the other people went to Uttarayana Devata, and from there went to Samvastara Devata. And the Upanishad says, here alone there is a diversion. Because the question was, where do these two margas separate? So here only the diversion happens. So these people, they do not go to Samvastara Devata, but they take a diversion. And the Upanishad says, Yete Samvatsaram na Abhiprapnuvanti, will not go to Samvatsara Devata, then where do they go? Masebhyaha Pitrulokam. They will go to Pitruloka Devata. And Pitrulokat Akasham. They go to Akashaloka, preceded by the Akasha Devata. Then Akashat Chandramasam. From there they go to Chandralokam or Chandra Devata. Okay, Yeshaha Somo Raja. There they enjoy a shining body in the Somaloka. Tad Devanam Annam Tam Deva Bhakshayanti. Tam Deva Bhakshayanti. Actually, if you really literally translate this, it will be that the Devatas will put him in a plate and eat. They will become the Bhakshanam for the Devas. But here it is not that meaning. Bhakshayanti means the Devas will make use of these people, these Jivas. They will be serving the Devatas. Therefore, Devas eat. Devas eat means Devas enjoy their service, not eat them. In return, the devas also will give amritam, etc., for these people, free of cost. And he can also get other services, like some people, you know, getting a lot of people those days, even today also, in Indian Railways, along with the big officer, some attendant also will travel. So if he is traveling in this thing, he will also get all those benefits along with, because he is traveling with him. So he can get the benefits of Devaloka. At the same time, the devas will put him in service. So, tam devaha bhakshayanti. So with this, the first and the third questions have been answered. So five was already answered. So what was the question one? How do jivas travel? They travel through Shukla Gati or Krishna Gati. Question three was, how are the two margas different? The difference is pointed out that Shukla Gati will take them through Agni, etc. And Krishna Gati will take them through Dhuma, smoke, etc. Thereafter, they diverge. Samvatsara and Masa Devatas and finally go to Brahma Lokam or Pitru Lokam. So this is the question for answers for all these three questions. Now we have to find out the answers for question number 2 and question number 4. We will read. Tasmin yavat sampadamushitva ata yetameva advanam punarnivartante yetetamakasham akashadvayum vayur bhutva dhumo bhavati dhumo bhutva brahm bhavati abram bhutva megho bhavati megho bhutva pravarshati ta iha vrihi evaha oshadi vanaspatayah tila mashaah iti jayante ato vaikhalu durnishprapataram yo hyannamatti yo retaschinjatim tad bhuya eva bhavati tadya iha ramaniya charanah abhyashoha yathe ramaniyam yonim apadyeran brahmana yonim va kshatriya yonim va vaishya yonim va ataya iha kapuya charanah abhyashoha yathe kapuyam yonim apadyeran shvayonim va sukarayonim va chandalayonim va. These are all strong sentences. Answer to question 1 and 3 were given in the first 4 mantras. In the following sections, 5, 6 and 7, we get the answer to question 2. And how do the jivas come down? How do the jivas went up? We saw already how they are coming down. The first question was how they went up. How will they come down? Now the Upanishad answers, you need not answer this question at all. Why? Because they will come down in the same way in which they went up. Very simple. So, tasmin yavat sampatam ushitva. Tasmin loke. So, Brahma or Chandra loka. Sampataha. Sampataha means all this punya karma. So, sampatati. So, paladanaye iti sampatam. All those things that which falls down to give shukla, sukam or dukkam as palam. Based on various karmas. So that which appears in front of a jiva is called sampataha. So that we know, we don't expect any time. We don't know when it will come. Suddenly you stumble upon something good or bad. That's all driven by our own karma phala. So because of that karma alone has fallen suddenly in front of you. It is a punya karma that, if it is a punya karma that falls, then you find nice things. Otherwise something else. So yavat sampatam. As long as punya karma lasts, they stay for that long in those lokas. Thereafter, they come back, which reminds of us the Bhagavad Gita shloka, te tam buktvam swarga lokam vishalam kshine punye martya lokam vishanti. They come back. The authority for that shloka in Bhagavad Gita is from where? Is from this mantra. So Krishna borrows a lot of ideas from these places. Therefore, Shankaracharya often quotes this, yavat sampatam ushitva, till punya balance is exhausted, this person will be there. And yetameva advanam punar nivartante, he traces back his return through the very same marga by which he went up. That the Upanishad itself says, yatetam, so yata itam means gatam. So, Yena margena gatham, tena margena agachati, comes back. Whatever way by which he went, he comes back by the same way. And the Upanishad says, akasham, akashat vayu, vayu to dhuma, dhuma to abram, Abram to Megha. And Megho Bhutvam Pravarshati. Same as before. So it's all the reverse order. Whatever we have seen earlier, it is in the reverse order. Only so we have to remember the Panchagni Vidya. If you remember that, heaven to clouds, to rains, to prithvi, to plants, to herbs. That was the order. Heaven to the clouds. Clouds to rains. Rains to earth. And earth to all the plants and herbs. Therefore he says, Te iham vrihi evaha oshadi vanaspatayaha tila mashaha. All types of herbs, trees, plants, various, you know, herbs, all those things, so many jivas. Actually, in all those plants and all those herbs, there are so many jivas are there inside all of them. Shankaracharya writes actually a very elaborate commentary on this. That means when we cut vegetables, and those devatas, all those jivas, they will be also hurt, right? Yeah, they are inside all those vegetables and all those herbs. So Shankaracharya says, the upadhi, the medium, is not developed sufficiently enough to feel the pain. So when you cut a vegetable, of course jivas are there, but it is not developed enough to feel the pain. So the jiva is there, but the jiva shariram is not developed enough to feel pain. So the karma palam, the anubhava, that begins only when one gets the thick shariram, the full shariram. So one cannot experience in jala shariram. All those things one cannot experience in jala shariram, soma shariram, anna shariram, reta shariram. So in all these shariram's, the jiva can only travel, but one will not feel the karma palam complete at all. But only after attaining the human body, pleasure, pain, sukham, dukham, all those things will be, you know, enjoyed or suffered. So one does not have to really worry about cutting vegetables, let us say. Just only to put Swamiji puts a joke on it. Then he says, up to this level, the jiva can travel fast. But from this level, going to the next level is very difficult. So dur nish prapatharam, coming out of this anna shariram is very difficult and rare also. Shankaracharya gives the reason. First of all, it should be eaten. The anna shariram, it should be eaten. Should be consumed by someone. Only then it can get into another shariram. And if it is destroyed, then no question of the next stage at all. Okay. And that too, it has to be eaten by whom? By a male. If eaten by a female, annam to retaha conversion will not take place. In a female, annam to female body only is the procedure. So these are all analyzed in detail in Brahma Sutras also. And even in the male body, you should enter the person who is retasik, the one who is eligible to, a person who is an youth, who gets married and eligible to get children. So if it is eaten by an old man or a child, no conversion to retas will take place. If eaten by a brahmachari or sannyasi, no use, because both of them will not have a female partner. Therefore, the chances of a jiva coming from anna shariram to reta shariram and ultimately to purusha shariram, lot of hurdles are there. Lot of punyam is required. So the Upanishad says, dur nish prapataram. So yoyohi annam asti yaha retaha sinchati. To that person it should go. And after entering the female, what type of shariram it comes? Whatever be the parent shariram, in keeping with that, tad bhuya eva, the limbs are predominantly similar to the parent. Whatever the parent may be, it may be a bull, it could be a cat, it could be an elephant, human, doesn't matter. So, tad bhuya eva bhavati. Then, in the next mantra, a general information is given. Whether the shariram is superior one or inferior one, how do you determine? It's not an accidental thing. In Vedanta, nothing is accidental or probability, but depends on punya karma, papa karma. All these important mantras are there to show that our tradition never believes in accidental birth. Whereas science believes it is purely accident. Shastram never says that. Then the birth is determined by what? That is said here. Tadya iham ramaniya charanaha. These words are often quoted by Shankaracharya in all his bhashyas. Ramaniya charanaha means sadacharaha. Ramaniyam means sat. Sat charanam. Acharaha. People who are of good acharas. So sadacharaha means sadacharavantaha. Such people. They will attain what? Adhyasoha yette ramaniyam yonim apadye. They will get sadyoni. and sad shariram, good body, abhyasaha, quickly. They will get it very quickly. So, shipparameva, sigrameva, they will get all that. What do we mean by good shariram then? Again, brahmana yoni, kshatriya yoni, or vaishya yoni. The Upanishad says all that. Why these three are punya yonis? These are the three, either brahmana yoni, or kshatriya yoni, or vaishya yoni. Why? Because these three are called dvijas. Why? Because they all have the right to have upanayanam and study Vedas and follow the Veda marga. And because of that opportunity, they can get higher gatis, including moksha. On the other hand, ye iham kapuya charanaha, that means duracharaha, not of good conduct. They will come to kapuya yonim only, dushta yonim only, or inferior janma, they will attain. And what is the inferior yoni? Shvayonim, yonim of a dog, or sukrayonim, a pig, or chandala yonim, an outcast. Means what? Who does not accept Vedas, naturally he has no choice of going up at all. And even if he is born as a brahmana and does not accept Veda, the same gati only for him also. He may be born in a Brahmin family. But if he is not following these things, these disciplines as given in the scriptures, he will also be like anybody else, like those people. Therefore, chandala here refers to an avaidikaha, a person who doesn't believe in the Vaidika samskaras, and who is Veda bahyaha, who does not believe in this. So with this, the second question, how they come down, is also answered. So only question 4 is left out. So they were answered in the order of first, number one, fifth question first, then number 1, number 3, and number 2. Now we are going to answer question number 4. Let us read. Ata yetayo patoho nakatarena chanam tani imani kshudranim asakrit avartini bhutani bhavanti jayasvamriyasveti tatri tritiyagum sthanam tenasau loko nasampuryatem tasma jugupsetam tadesha shlokaha steno hiranyasyam suram vibhagkischam guros talpam avasan brahma hacha yete patanti chatvaraham panchamascha acharagastairiti atahaya enat evam panchagnin vedam na saha tairapyacharan papmanalipyatem shuddha bhuta punyaloko bhavati yayevam vedam yayevam vedam. So what is question number 4? Why swarga loka never gets filled? If you remember all these questions, fourth question was why swarga loka never gets filled. Here the Upanishad says, other than these two margas, what are the two margas? Shukla gati and Krishna gati, Devayana, Pitriyana. There is a third marga also. Because Krishna gati is for a ritualist, Shukla gati is for a upasaka. But there are many people who never do both rituals and upasana also. That is, they don't do pujas and all, or service to society, or dhanam and all that. Or do not do any upasana also. A lot of people like that. So when these people waste their lives or harm others also, they will not get either Shukla Gati or Krishna Gati. Then what will they get? Yetayoho patoho na katarena chana. Who will not go through both of them? Thani imani kshudrani. They become the kshudra, inferior jivas, like what? Insects, worms, mosquitoes. In fact, if we take the number of jivarasis in the entire cosmic makeup, those varieties are the maximum number. And how long is their lives? So, jayasya, mriyasya, mriyasya. So, they are jayante, mriyante. They are all born and they also die also. They born and immediately they die. They become like that. And since these types of jivarasis are many in number, there are not enough jivas to occupy the swarga loka. So that's why swarga loka is fairly empty. And so Upanishad says, yetat turiyam sthanam tena asav lokaha na sampuryate. So swarga loka is never filled. And who will go to such lokas? Those who do varieties of papas, pancha mahapatakas, they are given in the next mantra. What are those? Hiranyasya stenaha, one who steals gold, is a robber. And surampiban, who drinks liquors. and Guru's Talpa Mavasana, insulting, not respecting the Guru's asana, Guru's position, then Brahmaha, one who kills a Brahmana. And the fifth one is the one who moves or assists these four types of people. So all these people will get such janmas only. And finally, the Upanishad says, on the other hand, if a person does Panchagni Upasana, even if he moves with all these patakas, he will not be affected. So Panchagni Vidya Stuti is given here. That is, if a person does Panchagni Upasana, then no papam will come to him. That doesn't mean he can do papas. It will not afflict him, even if he moves with the other force unintentionally. What is the idea? Na karmana lipyate papakena. Papa karmas won't affect this person. He is putaha, ever pure, and will attain punya loka. So, ya evam veda, indicating the conclusion of Panchagni Vidya. It's repeated. Now, with this, two dialogues are over in the fifth chapter. And now, from the 11th section onwards, we are going to enter the third and final dialogue of this chapter. So, Prana Vidya is over, Panchagni Vidya is over. And here, the Guru is another Kshatriya. Previous section also, the Guru was a Kshatriya. Here also, it's a Kshatriya. And the student is a Brahmana. And the Kshatriyas are Gurus and the Brahmanas are Shishyas. And the next dialogue also, the Guru is what? Ashwapati Maharaja. The Kekaya Raja, Kaikeyi's father, is Ashwapati. And the students are going to be a group of six people, similar to Prashnopanishad, where six Shishyas went to the Guru called Pipalada. I don't know whether you remember those stories. Similarly, we get here also six Shishyas and one Guru, Ashwapati. And we can say it is Ashwapati Shishya Shatka Samvadaha. So Shishya Shatka. So there are six Shishyas. They are all, the names of all the Shishyas are all very complex. So section 11 to the last section, section 24, describes this particular Vidya. And the topic is what? Virat Upasana. So Prana Upasana is over. Panchagni Upasana is over. Now Virat Upasana is the next topic, which is here named as Vaishwanara Vidya or Virat Upasana. And along with this Upasana, one Anga Karma also is taught. That is called Pranagnihotra. So that is an Anga Karma. So these are two topics. Virat Upasana or Angi and Pranagni Upasana or Pranagnihotram as Angaha. So here the 11th section is in the form of an Akhyayika. Akhyayika is a story to bring the Guru and the Shishya together. So the story begins, it brings some important ideas also, Tatparyam, that we are going to see at the end of the story. Now let us read Ekadasha Khandaha. Prachina Shala Aupaman Yavaha Satyagnyaha Paulushihi Indradyumno Balaveyaha Janaha Sharkarakshyaha Budila Ashwatarashvihi Tehaite Mahashala Mahashrotriyaha Sametya Mimagum Sanchakruho Kona Atma Kimbrahmeti Teha Sampadayam Chakruho Uddalako Vai Bhagavantaha Ayamarunihi Sampratim Imam Atmanam Vaishwanaramadheti Tagumhanta Abhyagachameti Tagumha Abhyajagmuhu Saha Sampadayancha Karam Prakshyanti Mamime Mahashala Mahashotriyaha Tebhyona Sarvamiva Pratipatsyem Hantahamanyam Abhyanushashaniti Tanha Uvacham Ashwapatirvai Bhagavantaha Ayam Kaikeyasam Prati Imam Atmanam Vaishwanaramadheti Tagumkanta Abhyagachameti Tagumha Abhyajagmuhu. So, first the Upanishad introduces five people. These are six students, but five people introduces, and the names are given. We don't have to be too much concerned with the names, but just for the sake of completion, we'll say that. So each one has two names, a combination of two names. We have to take two names together in the shloka. So Prachina Shala Aupanyavaha, that's one. So Satya Yajna Paulushihi, number two. So Indra Jumnaha, then Balaveyaha. Apra Janaham, then Sarkarakshayaha. And then Budilaham, Ashwatar Ashwihi. So these are all two names together, five names, all difficult names also to remember. And the sixth student is yet to come. Why two names? That also we mentioned earlier. In every one, the second name will indicate their lineage, either the parent or grandparent. Like Upamanyavaha means family of Upamanyu. Similarly, you know, Balaveha become Balaveha means Balaveha Apadhyam Balavihi. Balavihi and Balavyapadhyam Balaveha. So similarly, Shankaracharya gives derivation for all the names also. These are all incidental points. We don't be too much concerned about them. And what type of people they were? They are not ordinary people. Mahashalaha. They have got big, big houses. They have got big yagyashalas, big pakashalas. They have built all those things. If you remember in Mundaka Upanishad, we saw that also. Shaunakoha vai mahashalaha angirasam vidivat upasanna paprachya. If you remember Mundaka Upanishad. Anyway, just to, because I just got that thing, I'm putting this sloka. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, mahasampannaha, very well-to-do people, all of them. And this also indicates that they were big datas. They were all doing a lot of rituals and doing a lot of dhanams and all that. Not only that, Mahashrotriyaha, they did adhyayanam. They did a lot of adhyayanam also. And sadvritta sampannaha, Shankaracharya says, they have done Veda adhyayanam and sadachara. They are all following all these Vedic rituals and also all the Veda karmas. And the life led by Vedic injunction. Often with riches, normally vices only mostly come. But these people were also, you know, if you remember the 6th chapter, Shuchinam Srimatam Gehe, Yoga Brishto Bijayate. So in 6th chapter, they were Shuchis and Shrimans also. They are, you know, cultured people, Shuchis and Shrimans, rich people also. And these five people, Sametya, joining together, Mimam Sanchakruho, they had a discussion among themselves. What discussion they had? Kona Atma Kim Brahmeti. What is Atma? The individual which is identical with Brahman, the total. That is the discussion. So we have to read it together actually. Atma Brahma Kaha. That's what we should read. So what is the individual Vyashti which is identical with Brahman, the Samashti? But here the point to be remembered is we are not talking about the Nirguna Brahman, Nirguna Atma or Nirguna Brahman yet. We have to be careful. 6th chapter has to come yet. Atma here refers to Saguna Atma Vishwaha. And Brahma refers to Saguna Brahma Virat. So Vishwa and Virat. And here it is going to be Vishwa Virat Aikya Upasana. We are not explaining these words. Actually, we have gone through this. Please refer to Tattubodha lectures. Vishwa, Virat and all that thing. Tattubodha lectures. You know, Vishwa and Virat, Taijasa and Hiranyagarbha, Yam and Pragya and Ishwara. So the Vashti Samashti. Here the Upanishad is going to be only Vishwa Virat Aikya Upasana is what the Upanishad is teaching. Therefore, when we say Atma, here it is Vishwa and Brahma is Virat. Atma is also, is not Satchidananda Atma, Brahman is also not Brahman. So, he is Vishwa and Virat and individual and total. And when they discussed all these five people, they found out that they could not know by themselves. And therefore, they all decided to go to another person, another guru. And the guru they chose was Uddalaka Arunihi. It's another name. Is another name for Gautama, Uddalaka Aruni. And we will keep the word Aruni here. Uddalaka Aruni, we don't say all the time. Aruni is good enough. And these five people requested Aruni to teach. And that is the second mantra. They approach and seek the knowledge from Aruni. Okay. And what did Aruni say? He said, I am sorry. I do not know. Vaishwanara or Viratu Pasana, I don't know completely. My knowledge is incomplete. And therefore, Aruni decides to take these five people to another guru, himself also joining with them, so that he can also understand, have that knowledge. So that decision is given in the third mantra. And in the fourth mantra, they all go together. To whom? Kaikeyaha samprati imam atmanam vaishwanarayam vaishwanaram adhyeti. Kaikeyaha means the Raja of Kaikeya, the Rajya, Ashwapati. He knows this Vaishwanara Vidya and so let us go to him. That was the decision they made by them and Aruni actually takes them. So we have six Shishyas now including Aruni. Then what happens? Let us read. Tebhyoha praptebhyaha prithag arhani karayanchakaram saha pratas sanjihana uvacham nameste no janapade ന കർദര്യോ ന മദ്യപഹ ന അനാഹിതാഗ്നിർ ന അവിദ്വാൻ ന സ്വൈരി സ്വൈരിണീ സ്വൈരിണീകൃതഃ യക്ഷ്യമാണോ വൈ ഭഗവന്തഃ അഹമസ്മി യാവതേകൈകസ്മൈ ഋദ്വിജേ ധനം ദാസ്യാമി താവത് ഭഗവദ്ഭ്യോ ദാസ്യാമി വസന്തു ഭഗവന്ത ഇതി തേഹ ഊചുഃ യേനഹൈവ അർത്ഥേന പുരുഷശ്ചരേത് തഗുംഹൈവ വധേത് ആത്മാനമേവ ഇവം ഇമം വൈശ്വാനരം സംപ്രദ്യദ്യേഷീം തമേവ നോ ബ്രൂഹീതി താൻഹ ഉവാച പ്രാതർവ പ്രതിവക്താസ്മീതി തേഹസമിത്പാണയഹാം പൂർവാണി പൂർവാണേ പ്രതി പ്രതിചക്രമിരേ താൻഹ അനുപനീയ ഏവ ഏതദുവാച. All these six brahmanas, the students, they approached Ashwapati, the Kshatriya king. And the king welcomed them as usual with Pada Puja and all that thing. And how did he do all that? Prithag Arhani. These are all lot of values. They did not seat all of them together in one particular place and did a common puja. Prithag, he did puja for each one of them individually. That indicates he respects everyone. Arhani. Arhani refers to puja. And then they were given place for rest also. And next day he welcomed them to ask what they want. These are all, you know, atithi maryada. First take care of them first. Make them feel comfortable in your place. Ask them, you know, take rest and give them food and all that thing. And then start the discussion. Ask the question, why have you come here? What is your intent? Why are you here? Kind of questions. So Shankaracharya adds some portion here. They are all not in the Upanishad. It seems the Raja gave some Dakshina. These are all added by Shankaracharya, not directly in the Upanishad. So Shankaracharya adds this. It seems the Raja gave some Dakshina to these people. Since they have to live on Kshatriya only, right? All Brahmanas, they cannot potentially earn anything by themselves. So the Kshatriya kings, they support them. But these Brahmanas, they did not receive. Whatever Ashwapati gave, they did not receive. And the king feels bad. Because the rule is what? If the kingdom is not all right, then the dosha goes to whom? To the king. There is a shloka actually. Raja rashtrakritam papam. Sishya papam gurum vrajet. If Sishya does papam, it goes to guru. And if the kingdom is corrupt, Raja gets the papam. Then he will become a dushta Raja. And a brahmana will not receive dakshina from such people. Because they will be taking his papam also along with dakshina. Because in our system, in our tradition, whenever any material is transacted, it is not just only the material that is transacted. Along with the material, the character, the punya papa nature of the giver also is transferred to the receiver. So people just don't take, even if somebody wants to offer them a large amount of money or anything, they won't just take. Because they don't know from where that comes from, what type of earning he had, how it was earned, whether the person was earned through noble means or ignoble means. So such papam is called asat pratigraha papam, receiving gift from an evil person. That is why in Sandhyavandana Karma, when we do, every day there is a mantra. Sarvam punantu mam apo asatancha pratigraha gaswaha. We do it every day. He prays, if I have received any gift or any money or any assistance from a bad person, let that asat parigraha papam, let it not affect me, let it go away. So this is a prayasita karma the person does every day. Because many times if somebody gives you, even if you work in an office or somewhere, we cannot ask how the office earned that money to pay me. So somebody gives a gift, we cannot question did you earn your money by ignoble or noble means so that they can accept or not. We cannot ask all those questions. So the rule is, you have to accept it, there is no choice. We have to make a living in the society, but at the same time do prayaschitam, because if they are unknowingly done, you cannot help it. So the king felt bad, thinking that these brahmanas might see him as a dushta raja. That is why they are not accepting. So he points out that he is a good king and deserves to give dakshina. So he can give dakshina because he is a good king. It is not boasting, but he is trying to only convince them. And that portion comes here. Name tena janapate. In my rajyam, janapada means rajyam. In my rajyam, there is no thief at all. na kadariyaha, no misers also, adata. Adata means a person who doesn't give. Everyone gives dhanam, there is no miser. And no madhyapaha, there is no liquor also, no one drinks, no bad habits. And na anahitagnihi, ahitagni, anahitagnihi. There is no one who does not know Vaidya karmas. Ahitagni is a technical word. When one gets married, it's the name of a person, it is not Agni. When one gets married, he has to first kindle the fire and thereafter it has to be maintained until death. These are all common for all three Varnas, Kshatriyas, Brahmanas and Vaishyas. So the first kindling of fire is called Agni Adhanam. Once it is done, one has to do the daily rituals. It is like a member of the family. When that Agni comes home, it is like a member of the family. It has to be fed and maintained. And the person is called Ahita Agnihi. Ahitaha Agnihi Yenasaha Ahita Agnihi. And for all practical purposes, we can translate it as a ritualist who performs daily all the rituals. The opposite of it is Ahita Agni is the one who maintains all this. And the opposite is Anahitagni, one who does not do any of them. And Ashwapati tells, Na Anahitagnihi, all the people in his kingdom, they follow all these rituals very routinely. Na Avidwan, not any one of them, not only they do karma, they do upasana also. Here Vidwan means not the knowledge, self-knowledge, but it is upasana. And Na Swairihi, so Yateshtachari, because these are all people who the Yateshtachari is one who acts according to his own whims and fancies. So Swachandachari or Prakrita Purushaha, a nature person who just to do whatever he wants to do, but what is actually expected of him to do. So he's called Swairi. And if one's actions are based on Vidhi Nisheda, then he is called the Samskrita Purushaha, a refined person. Otherwise he's a Prakrita Purushaha who does things according to his own whims and fancies. And Aswairihi. And no, it's not a Prakrita Purushaha, Naswairihi means. So everyone lives according to Shastras. So Tasmas Shastram Pramanante Karya Karya Vyavastithao Jnatva Shastra Vidanoktam Karma Kartum Iharkati. That's what Krishna said. So Naswairini. And again Swairi and Swairini is the Strilinga, the feminine of Swairi. There is no woman who is Yatheshtacharini also. So Prakrita Purushaha Api Nasti, Prakrita Strihi Api Nasti. Purushas are also Samskritas. They are all people defined. Ladies are also same way. And the beauty is what? He asked the question, Swairini Kutaha. If Prakrita Purushas are not there, how can there be Strees also like them? There cannot be. They all people, they also should be all Samskrita Purushas and Samskrita Strees only. Indicating that if the Purushas lead their lives properly, their wives also will. So the responsibility is put on the husband. It's all according to Shastras. That is why if the stree commits a papam, the papam goes to the husband. That many people like it. But the beauty is, if the husband does punyam, it goes to the wife. What a peculiar logic. If husband does papam, it goes to him only. So this is, you know, Swairini Kutaha. They all indicate what? It is the husband's life that determines the lifestyle of the wife, the family. Okay. And all these justifications are for what purpose? Ashwapati gives, my kingdom is such a wonderful kingdom. I am a good king. It is not boasting, but the kindly please receive my dhanam. He boasts for giving so that a lot of people will boast to receive. This person now, he boasts so that they can receive the dhanam. And having justified this, he gives wealth. And Shankaracharya adds a little more bit of story here. Till the Brahmanas did not receive whatever he gave. So the king scratches his head and he thinks that whatever I give, perhaps it's not sufficient to them. They are not satisfied. Therefore he tells further, I am going to do a big yaga. Yakshyamanaha aham asmi. I am going to do a yagam yakshyamanaha. And I have called so many great Ritviks, priests for that yaga. And whatever dakshina I will give them, I will give the same amount to you also, even though you may not take part in the yajna. Just for coming here now, even further I will give that. My request is what? Vasantu Bhagavantaha. Kindly stay, live in my kingdom. And then these six students, they address Ashwapati and say, let us tell our intention first. In short, we should not receive anything else other than what we want to receive from you. These are all interesting lessons. Even though they have come for something else, after all, Dakshina is coming on my way, why not take it? They didn't think that way. They say no. If one goes to a person to receive something, one should not ask that only and receive. Yena artena purushaha charet. Whatever a person seeks, tam yeva vadet. That alone one should see. Whatever they have come to ask for, that alone they should take. We have not come for Dakshina, but for something else. And that alone we seek from you. And what is that something? Vaishwanaram samprati yadyeshi. You know Vaishwanara Vidya, Adyeshi, Janati, you know Vaishwanara Vidya or Virat Upasana, and that you should teach us. Tamena no bruhi. Then what did he say? Once Sishya has come and asked for wisdom, no one should deny that knowledge if one knows. So Ashwapati has no way out. Here some commentators, they add some more ideas here. Ashwapati felt bad, it seems, because these are all Brahmanas, they are all from the higher caste, and as a Kshatriya, how can I take the position of Acharya to teach them? Because then they have to do Pada Puja and all that. So to avoid for the time being, he said, let us see tomorrow. Tanha vacham pratarvaha prati vakshami. Vaktasmi. And these Brahmanas were very determined and did not want to go back. So they stayed back and came next day. Samitpanayaha, how did that come? Samitpanayaha, sa gurumevavi gachetin samitpanihi. They came as real students and they came, and now Ashwapati had no way out. And so what did he do? He did not adopt the regular method of teaching. That is what the Sishyas have to do, namaskaram, sit down, do Pada Puja, which method is called Upanayana. They are all preliminaries before learning. The Sishyas are supposed to do it to the teacher. And what did Ashwapati do here? He said, you need not do all those preliminaries at all. Let us right away start the teaching. So he says, Anupaniyam eva. Without going through any of those samskaras, without doing any of those preliminaries, Pada Puja and all, let us start teaching. With this, the story part is over. Now, what are the ideas conveyed in the story? This teaching should be learned from a guru. So, guru mukataha adhyayanam karyam. That is vidya mahima. That is the glory of the vidya. It should be taken from the guru only. Should not be learned independently. I cannot buy a book and say, oh, I can read it. Number two, Shishya Lakshana. What are the qualities of a Shishya? What should be the nature of the Shishyas? They were Mahashrotriyaha, Mahashalaha, cultured people and humble people. So Shankaracharya adds, Mahashrotriyatvam, Mahashalatvam, Api Tyaktva. Even though they are so much qualified, so rich and well-to-do and cultured, they gave up all that without any superiority complex whatsoever. In fact, only Kshatriya respected them. The Brahmanas were ready to prostrate. Because he is a teacher, they were very ready to prostrate him also. But Kshatriya only, because of his respect towards them, he didn't go through all that. So, Abhimana Tyagaha, Amanitvam, Vinayaha, Amanitvam, Matambitvam, all that qualities they had. That is what is emphasized here. And third one is the Lakshanam of a Guru, Guru Lakshanam also. So, Yogayam Vidyam Prayachet. So, Yogya, anybody who is a Yogyaha, who is a Adhikari, one should give the wisdom to a deserving student with Shraddha. He cannot just give it away. He has to give it with Shraddha to a deserving student. So this is another idea that is brought out through these stories. So all these are all, they are all indicated. Now the teaching is going to take place that we will see in the next webinar. Yo vedadav swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakriti leena seya parasamaheshwara Sri Krishna Namastu Narayana.